I'm Asima Hassan. I'm a programmer, basically. I'm doing master's in digital engineering from Otto von Guericke Universität Magdeburg. I came here in 2015 and about to finish my master's and start my full-time job at DZNE, which is a German Institute for Neuroscience.
And right now you're one of the organizers of the Women Game Jam. And you told me in our email conversation that the deadline for registration has been delayed to today. The Women Game Jam, however, is already limited to only 40 participants only. So how difficult is it to attract specifically female game developers to a game jam?
Actually, it's really difficult at this moment because, first of all, it's in Magdeburg. Secondly, we selected the week, which is a lot of events are happening in this weekend. In Leipzig, there is a computer spiele. In Berlin, they have started Games Week Berlin, and we organized this game jam. So to reach out more people to come to Magdeburg, it was difficult, first challenge. But our motive was also to have it in the same week so that people who are coming to Games Week Berlin can also come to Magdeburg because it's very near to it. So for that, we have got some good registrations from most of the south, west, and from north. But from east, there are not many registrations.
Yeah, there are not many registrations. Also because, well, you often hear that video game development is an industry mostly dominated by males. Can you explain how the current situation for female game developers is right now in the industry?
According to the surveys, like I'm a member of IGDS, so I read their surveys. And based on that, from 2017, we can see that 74% of the developers are male and 21% are female and 5% are undisclosed gender. So we can clearly see there's a lot of gaps still in the industry, and we need to have more women to join the game industry. This is a hot topic in industry right now. Everyone is talking about the diversity in games and how they should have more female developers to join the industry so that they can come up with different ideas, not just make games which are actually only for male players. But if we see at the stats, we actually have 42% female players, and we have 58% male players who are actually playing games worldwide. So if we look at these stats, we clearly see that we should have more female who are actually developing the games so that we can have different game ideas coming out of them.
I actually have some female friends who work in the video game industry and acquaintances, and many of them tend to be more tomboyish, and one of them, at least, opened up to me and said that she feels pressured to present herself in a more stereotypically masculine way because otherwise her male colleagues won't take her seriously. And I also read a lot of articles online where women complain about a lot of sexism in the video game industry and even going as far as having experienced sexual harassment at the workplace. What are your personal experience about sexism in the video game industry?
Well, that's so far really true that this happens because we have mostly male-dominant game industry, and also even if you talk about a simple software house, there are mostly male developers or I would say designers. So female are very less, and when you have so much majority and they get the maximum votes, your voice is not heard that much. I would not rate it as that every software house or every game industry studio is doing the same. There are very good studios who are actually trying to improve it. But according to my personal experience, yes, I have also faced this thing. Before coming to Germany, I was in Pakistan. I actually am from Pakistan. So I was working there for 3 years. And even in my studio, we were only two female developers and the rest were all male developers. So even if we are doing good, like if we are programming really good, you will not get credit for it that much. And according to my personal experience, one of my lead programmers did not recognize that I actually did a good job. Even I was the only one who was programming it. He gave credit to the male developer who was just supporting me in the idea. So even if you're doing something good, you don't get the credit for it because there's male dominant and they don't expect that, yeah, you will be doing something exceptional.
Is that the only reason that video game development is such a male-dominated field, or what are other reasons?
other reasons are actually, I would say it goes back to when you are a kid, like your parents, when they are actually influencing you, what sort of field you should choose. According to my experience, because I come from a different continent, so we don't have that much of diverse options when we want to choose a field. Our parents always say, okay, yeah, you're a girl, you will be doctor or you will be teacher. But if it comes to boys, they have more options. They can be engineer, they can go to a military, they can be game developer, they can software engineer. So when I chose to be a programmer, when I told my father that I want to go into the games industry, he did not agree to this part in the first place, because he thought, okay, this is actually male industry, what you will do, you will be alone. And I think this goes back to your parenting, like you know, how you are brought up, and it somehow this is in our society.
But as you said, at least there are many more women now, or girls, young girls, that really like to play video games. So I think, yeah, you said it, it's 50% male, 50% women. So everyone's playing video games, which is a good thing. And the video game industry itself is changing a lot these past years, especially yeah. with a lot of game design schools popping up all over the world. So there is now, for the first time, the opportunity for actual education in video game development. And it's also not only programming, which is also a male-dominated field, even a part of video games, but also stuff like level design or animation, which don't involve much coding yourself.
Yes.
How do you think will this and the new education opportunities change the gender distribution in the game industry?
This is a very difficult question. actually, yes, you're right. It's not only programming. I can speak for programming because I'm a programmer myself, but yes, definitely, we still have many less female designers, writers, and art directors. Mm-hmm. Although, as you said, there are more players of video games, like female are 42% and male are 58%, but they are not opting to go into the games industry when they're going to college or they're graduating. According to my experience in our university, I see there are many female who are into informatics, where they study game design, realistics, and game programming or in general programming. But at the end, when they're graduating, I don't know personally many who opted to go to games industry. The reason is not very clear. It's very difficult to answer, actually.
Okay. Well, the Woman Game Jam is in Magdeburg, and I saw that there's also a workshop there for students and young females who want to learn how to program video games at the same time. Why did you decide to make it at the same time and not, for example, before?
Actually, we were aiming to have the Woman Game Jam for definitely graduates who have some knowledge of the basic programming or the game design, because in Game Jam, you have to like make something in 48 hours. That was the major theme of it. And for the workshop, we were targeting to give some more information and inside view of how the game development works to the young girls from the schools. And there is an update for it that actually this workshop has been delayed because of the summer school. Right now, the school registrations are not that much, and we had delayed it to the summer vacation so that we can reach more young girls.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And one last question. Is the Woman Game Jam, is it German or English?
It will be in English because we have attendees from all over Germany, and some are coming from Finland as well. And majorly in games industry, we speak English. So it will be in English.